Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, Ann, it's almost October here, so we have shows that are closing. We still have many shows open and still lots to talk about with Stratford Festival. What would you like to spotlight?
Well, in a sense, the season is winding down. We have 5 shows about to close in the next few days.
Oh my gosh.
In another sense, the season is still going strong because we have all the other shows still on stage and 2 of them, the musicals, extended.
Yeah, there you go.
So people have a couple of days left, and when I say a couple, I mean a couple. We have 3 shows closing on September 28th, and those are Cymbeline, Hedda Gabler, and Get That Hope.
All right. And I was just chatting with someone just the other day who had just seen the production of Get That Hope and was just absolutely blown away and just enjoyed the production.
Oh, yeah. I popped in to see it again a couple of days ago and just loved it. It's really so well done, beautifully written by Andrea Scott, beautifully directed by Andre Sills, and fabulous performances from everyone in the cast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So you have maybe maybe 2 more performances to see of it. And then Hedda Gabler and Cymbeline also closing all on the 28th. The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, that incredible performance by Lucy Peacock and also by Rick Roberts, that closes on September 29th.
Wow, we've got
the next few days. That's a lot done. Now, The Diviners, which opened a little later than the other shows, was one of the August openings. It is on only until October 2nd, and it's a beautiful show, and every day that passes, I hear more and more people who are, you know, making the effort to get here to see this show. There's someone came in from who works in Hong Kong, but is from Manitoba, and she just absolutely loved it. It's, as I said, every day I get another story about people who have really adored this play. So you have until October the 2nd to see The Diviners.
Okay, thanks for that. And again, these incredible Canadian productions like The Diviners. And the season that Lucy Peacock is having, we've talked about Steve Ross and his incredible season, but Lucy Peacock with Cymbeline and The Goat, what a season.
She's just doing tremendously well. It's absolutely wonderful to be able to, here in Stratford, our small town, to be able to enjoy performances like Lucy gives this season.
But we
always
still
does.
We still have shows, many shows continuing, though.
We do. We have Twelfth Night and Romeo and Juliet and London Assurance, which you know only just started, it feels like, in August. And Wendy and Peter Pan, the kids' show. And then we have what's becoming the hit non-musical hit of the season, Salesman in China, this incredible play, which is truly remarkable. It's got to be one of the best new plays to ever come out of Stratford or the country. People are just raving about it, and we have critics coming up from the U.S. especially to see the show, and Kelly Nestrick in the Globe saying this show is ready to go anywhere in the world. So don't miss it. It's really quite an experience. It's a wonderful experience of culture, of theater history, of just stagecraft and entertainment, and it's a really compelling, beautiful, amazing story. So that is only on until the end of October, October 26th. So I urge you to see that. Otherwise, you're going to kick yourself for missing it.
Yeah, exactly. Salesman in China, just nothing but rave reviews for that. And that's the beauty of Stratford Festival right there, showcasing something as amazing as this. But of course, the musicals.
Yes, Something Rotten extended until November 17th, and La Cage aux Folles extended until November 16th. So I know we still have some space to see them, and I am going to go see both of them again, and I would imagine I've seen them both, I don't know, half a dozen to a dozen times.
I was going to say once or twice.
They're so great. Something Rotten happens to be playing in the theater that I work in, and so I hear it on the Tannoy thing, and I cannot I have to hold myself back from going in to watch it again. And when it's on the screen in the green room, you can see everybody's eyes turned to watching it.
Oh, my goodness. Such a hit, both Something Rotten and La Cage at the Avon Theater.
If I were working at the Avon, I'd feel the same way about La Cage. I know it's really such a beautifully done show.
Oh, my gosh. So still lots to take in, lots to enjoy with Stratford Festival. And Anne, if that's not enough, you have a promo code for us?
I do have a promo code for you, and it's good from today until October 1st.
Wow.
And that is 116-507, 116-507, and that will get you tickets from $19 to $59.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's 116-507. That's the promo code, and you can use that starting right now.
That's right.
Perfect. With StratfordFestival.ca, that's the website, so you can pick your shows and just have a wonderful afternoon or evening out and enjoy some incredible theater with Stratford Festival. As yes, things are winding down, but things continuing for sure. Anne Swerdfeger with all the details. Thanks so much for this, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.